I am speaking to you today from one of the most important subjects in all the Word of God. My message for today's broadcast is entitled, The Second Coming of Christ. I shall treat the first phase of the coming of Christ in rapture for His saints. My message is based upon the text from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. We shall read these verses in just a few moments. If you have just tuned in, you're now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Our announcer has given you already the schedule of services for Worth Baptist Church today. May I say that it would be our joy to have you worship God with us in any or all of the friendly and spiritual services of our church on this Lord's Day. Furthermore, He has given to you our mailing address. We remind you once again that we have waiting for you several booklets if you would just write and ask for them this week. Booklets like The Home Where Christ Abides, Times Like These, and The Bible Is Right. We'd be happy to send you one of these booklets upon your request, free and postage paid. Write us this week, and the booklet will be sent you. And now on this broadcast, this very timely and important message on the second coming, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Before I read the Word of God, I want to ask you to pause right now to stop whatever you're doing and join me in just a moment of prayer. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for the blessed hope that we have today in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray for those who listen, those who are not ready to meet Him, those who are not ready for death, those who have never been saved. May they, through the medium of this broadcast, confess their sins and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and have within their hearts that blessed hope of His return. In His name we ask it, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 at verse 13, Paul writes these words, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, and with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, we believe that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is in two phases. Phase one, He will come in rapture for His saints. Phase two, we believe He will come in revelation with His saints. Let us consider the word rapture. We said that Jesus Christ would come again in rapture for His saints. The word rapture in the Latin is rapio, which means to snatch away. In the Greek, it is harpazo. And the Greek rendering is this, to seize by force, to snatch away for oneself, to deliver from danger of destruction. This is what the word rapture means. So when Jesus Christ comes again, He will snatch us away. He will seize us by force for Himself. He will deliver us from the danger of destruction that is impending in the great tribulation period. Now there are those who say they believe in a post-tribulation rapture. There are those who say that they believe in a mid-tribulation rapture. We believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. That is, that Jesus Christ will come before the tribulation and take out of this world all who have believed in Him. That great body of believers from all over the world, from every age, from every continent, from every climate, from every place in the world, living or dead. We believe when Jesus comes in rapture for His saints, that all the children of God will go to meet Him in the air. What is a saint? Beloved, a saint is not one who has been elevated by the decree of some hierarchy or some church somewhere. A saint is one who has been born again, who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior. If you are a Christian today, you are a saint. The Christians at Jerusalem were called saints. The Christians at Rome, at Corinth, at Thessalonica, at Philippi, all over the New Testament world, Christians were called saints. Someone said about G. Campbell Morgan's father, he lived with a Bible in his hand and his face toward a better world. Ah, what a characteristic of a Christian. The Word of God in our hand and our face set toward a better world. Remember, Paul said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The Christian is not at home down here in this world. We are not citizens of earth trying to get to heaven. We are citizens of heaven longing to leave the earth, to be forever with the Lord. We read in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that Abraham dwelled in tents with Isaac and Jacob, looking for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Beloved, that city is heaven, the city that lieth foursquare, the city whose streets are of gold, whose gates are of pearl, the city where Christ Himself is the eternal light, and where they need no sun by day, and there shall be no night there. We are only pilgrims and strangers here in the world below. We are not settlers. We are living in a dark, dismal, distorted world, looking for the sunrise tomorrow. Thank God that sunrise is coming. Jesus Christ is on His way. I have three questions to ask and by the help of God to answer in these brief moments of the broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour today. Listen carefully. Question number one, who said Jesus was coming again? Question number two, what will happen when Jesus comes? And question number three, when is Jesus coming? Let us consider first, who said Jesus was coming again? In the Bible, there are 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 31,102 verses. The entire book, every chapter and every verse of this divine library of truth talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time His first coming is mentioned in the Scripture, His second coming is mentioned 8 times. In the New Testament, 318 verses refer to His coming. One out of every 25 verses in the Bible tells about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again. My text, I read it for you a moment ago, declares, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven." We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again because the Bible says so. In Matthew 25, verse 6 and verse 10, "And at midnight there went out a cry, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And in verse 10 we read that, "And while they who had not oil in their lamps went, thinking they could buy, while they were gone, behold, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in to meet him." In John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus said in John 14, verse 28, ye have heard how I said, I go away and will come again. In Acts 1:11, we read, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus, whom you see taken away from you into the heavens, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go away into the heavens. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7, Paul says, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 11:26, Paul wrote, as often as ye do eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 20, Paul declared, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ Jesus shall all be made alive. Christ, the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Thank God, we know Jesus Christ is coming again because the Bible says he is coming again. Listen again to 1 Corinthians chapter 51, chapter 15 and verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Note that Paul said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The Greek word for the word moment is atomo, from which we get our English word atomic. The atomic scientists tell us that a second can be divided into 1,000,000 parts. There is a camera known as the kinetoscope camera that can take 12,000 pictures in 1 second. My voice, right this moment, if it were hooked up on a worldwide network, could go around the world 7 times in 1 second. Think how quick this transformation is going to take place. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the Lord Jesus Christ himself shall descend from heaven. He shall descend with a shout. He shall descend with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And in just a twinkling of an eye, every dead person in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be raised. Every living person with faith in him shall be translated and caught up in the clouds with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 at verse 10, Paul writes, and to wait for his Son from heaven. In 2 Thessalonians 3:5, Paul writes to us, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In James we read, in chapter 5 at verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord, for the coming of the Lord is nigh. And John writes, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we shall not be ashamed before him at his coming. Who said Jesus is coming again? Why, the Bible says Jesus is coming again. And we believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible Word of God. What God has said, God meant. God said in His holy book that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, would come again to rapture, that is, to seize by force, to snatch away for Himself all who have anchored their faith in Him. Thank God, Jesus Christ is coming again. My second question is, what will happen when Jesus comes? Three things basically are going to happen. Number one, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We read it to you a moment ago in our text. The dead in Christ, that is, those who have died in the faith, those who have died believing the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have died acknowledging Him as their personal Savior, the dead in Christ shall rise first. They will come up out of the graves with a glorified body, just like the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing that's going to happen: the living, that is, those who are yet alive, who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who are saved by His redeeming blood, they shall be translated, that is, every body of every believer who shall be alive when Jesus comes will have a new and glorified body, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul put it this way in Philippians chapter 3. Our citizenship is in heaven, whence we look for the Savior, who shall come and fashion our vile bodies like unto His own glorious body. The third thing that's going to happen: those who have been raised from the dead and those who are alive and have been translated and given a new body shall be caught up together in the clouds with the Lord in the air. That's the third thing. We shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. We are going to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are going to receive our rewards as Christians in that day. After the church has been raptured, after the believers have been taken out, after Christ has come and received unto Himself His own, the horrors of the tribulation period will break out. A time of death, a time of destruction, a time of horror, a time like unto which there has never been before, and there shall never be again. The time of Jacob's trouble, the great tribulation period. But, beloved, all believers will be with Christ in heaven, attending the marriage supper of the Lamb. My third question is simply, when is Jesus coming? The Word of God tells us that there are many things that we can look for in the days prior to His return. Three things particularly. One, unparalleled pleasure. Two, unparalleled lawlessness. And three, unparalleled unbelief. Jesus describes the time of pleasure as He gives us a description of the days of Noah and of Lot, and says, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. The Apostle Paul describes those perilous, lawless, difficult, trying days in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Beloved, if you want to know what's going on in the world today, if you want to be ahead of tomorrow's newspaper, if you want to be ahead of tonight's television broadcast of the news or radio broadcast of the news, read 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul brings us up to Monday morning headlines in this great chapter, describing the period of lawlessness that we are having right now in our own streets and on our campuses right here in the United States of America. This is timely. These things are coming to pass as definite signs of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter describes that day of unbelief when he says, in the last days mockers shall come and say, where is the sign of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things remain as they were from the creation of the world. Then Peter reminds those unbelieving scoffers, those unbelieving mockers, that one day is with God as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. By that measurement, friend, listen to me, Christ has only been gone back to heaven less than 2 days. He can come at any moment. We do not know when. For we read in the book of Mark, chapter 13, "But of that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you," Jesus said, "I say unto all, watch." In Matthew we read, "Be therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh." Beloved, Jesus Christ may come before this broadcast ends. He may come before you finish your plans today. He may come before the sun ever rises on Monday morning. He may come before you punch the clock on tomorrow's job. He may come this moment. I have a bonus question. And that question is this: are you ready for his coming? In Hebrews 9:28 we read, "Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation." What are you looking for? Are you looking for the coming of Christ? Are you looking for a better job, a bigger home, a better car to drive? All of these things are nice. They're important. But the most important thing is this: for you to be ready when Jesus comes again. The only way for you to be ready is for you to be saved. And the only way that you can be saved is to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I trust you'll do it right now before this broadcast leaves the air. Write us about it this week. Let us know of your decision to anchor your faith in Jesus Christ. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, this is the pastor of Worth Baptist Church reminding you that Jesus Christ is coming for his saints, and you can be ready by simply believing in him. May God bless you, is our prayer.